You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it is time to check in on West Michigan's music scene as we say hello to John Sinkovich, music critic, editor, publisher of LocalSpins.com. So, John, who leads off our artists this time around?
This time we're going to start off with Mellophobics, and I don't know how else to say this, but these guys just have an absolute blast when they play live, and that's really infectious. And so really, they become one of West Michigan's must-see live acts, in my view, because they have this really groovy blend of funk and rock and reggae and ska and pop and R&B, which really makes them a lot of fun to dance to and to just hang out with. They released an EP a couple of years ago, and they finally released their first full-length album in January, and boy, is it a wild and winsome ride.
Well, this is what we're talking about. This is Get Over It from Cage Free, the new album by Mellophobics. Oh, fun. It sounds like a really interesting stew of a lot of different influences.
Yeah, and the sizzling horn arrangements, I think, are really important to this as well, especially when you're talking about ska and reggae and funk. It really makes it a lot of fun to listen to.
And it does sound like they really are. There's so much energy. It sounds like they would really be a lot of fun to see. So what about shows coming up?
So they recently played a big show with Sublime with Rome at 20 Monroe Live here in downtown Grand Rapids, and they also released a Christmas album, had a lot of fun with that in December, and now they're going to be playing O'Toole's in Grand Rapids on February 25, The Livery in Benton Harbor on March 23, and Elevation at the Intersection in Grand Rapids on April 11th.
So there's lots of opportunity then if you want to see this must-see live act, Mellophobics from Grand Rapids. So who's up next?
So if you ask any West Michigan musician over the last several months or anybody who's seen Jordan Hamilton perform live, you will get unanimous raves for this innovative artist. Jordan Hamilton is based in Kalamazoo. He's a 26-year-old classically trained celloist. His music blends hip-hop, soul, and classical music in a really trailblazing way, in my view. He grew up in Maryland, moved to Ohio to go to school, and then relocated to Kalamazoo to get his master's degree at Western Michigan University. And he's influenced by everything from Bobby McFerrin and Bill Withers to, you know, cellists like Stephen Braun and Jacqueline Dupre and others. And he considers his alternative hip-hop music as, quote, soul music at the core. And really, that's what it is. But it is, I tell you, it is really engaging, and it really catches your ear and your eye when you see him.
Back to the land where I started from. No silly dreams for the silent one. Home is a place where I'm listening. In Kalamazoo, Michigan. Far from the mindset, home alone. Eagles feel a little bit small, grown. Threesome with my mind, body, and soul. Leave a ride to wholesome. Soul is a place where I toil some. Time steady, let my soil run. Dried in the desert in Attica. My heart tilted to the wall in Antarctica. Never thought these moments were necessary till now. Till I sold up and it's in it. Just when seeing on solid ground. So every day I wake up and I pray to each of my moments will not be the same. Then I write out the blessings I have. Generated by failures and past, oh yeah. Back to that moment when I was standing on solid ground. Lucy had my mind up in a chokehold till my voice was found. And said the only reason you left home was to find the things you thought you didn't know. And find unique ways to let it show. Instead you found ways to cope. Numb to the world, sign is the girl. So when the girl, he was said, well, there's the only answer to your problem. But my sign has told me that you didn't need to go so far from home. You didn't need to go so far.
And now he's got a new EP out.
He has a new EP out called Foreign Land, and it's part of a three-part series he's recording, and he's also working on new singles with Last Gasp Collective, which is also based in Kalamazoo, and he's performed with a lot of different artists over the years, Seth Bernard, The Lasso, Nicholas Baxter, and many others, and I think that's helped him in terms of his work with Last Gasp Collective as well.
And this EP actually netted him some award nominations?
Yes, he is nominated for Jammy Awards on February 8th. That's this Friday in Grand Rapids. And he'll be performing with Last Gasp Collective at the Jammies on February 8th at the Intersection in Grand Rapids as well. He also has a show coming up with Georgia Ray at Final Gravity Brewing in Kalamazoo on March 23.
And now over to a new release from a very familiar Michigan name. You call this release a real coming out party?
Yeah, Max Lockwood, of course, is well known around here for his work with the rock group Big Duty Rue. He's toured the world with May Erlewine as part of her band. He fronts a Tom Petty tribute band that's become very popular over the last year or so, and he's collaborated with a lot of other Michigan artists. But this is his sophomore solo release, and in a lot of ways it's pretty surprising because it's kind of airy. It's more pop-flavored, I think, than a lot of people might expect. It still has that folk rock underpinning and indie rock kind of flavor to it, but I really think it shows his maturation process as a songwriter. It shows a lot of vulnerability and emotionally raw material, and yet very sort of laid back but beautiful at the same time.
This is Tribe Love from Max Lockwood.
We cut such a deep rut in the land underfoot, until we came on it with all our push. I still can't untangle. Dogs of tempest couldn't make it come undone.
That is beautiful stuff, and I was unaware of his, really how he got his start. His very first solo effort was actually an academic project.
Yeah, it's pretty funny that his professor at University of Michigan in creative writing and literature, he got a degree there, allowed him to use this album. He mixed in songs as well as poetry for his senior honors thesis for his debut album, and it was great, and it really was a fine album as well, but this really shows, I think, his development as an artist. It'll be interesting to see how he juggles all of his projects as well as supporting his solo efforts.
Certainly a lot of interesting collaborations, as you've pointed out, so he's around, he's soaking up a lot of interesting things from all these collaborators.
Absolutely. And he's actually going to be touring with May Erlewine, who's going to be opening for him on this solo record release tour. He plays February 7th at the Robin Theater in Lansing, February 8th at the Livery in Benton Harbor, February 9th at Bell's Brewery Eccentric Cafe in Kalamazoo. And then he also has a show February 10th at Salt of the Earth in Fenville, a nice, small, intimate venue. And then he also plays February 23 at Founders Brewing in Grand Rapids with Morgan Hainer and the Transmitters. So there's plenty of opportunities to catch, you know, Max and his new material.
Max is busy, clearly busy with all these projects. Well, you can find out about these and other West Michigan artists, get background information, get performance dates that are coming up. Just go to localspins.com, edited and published by the one and only John Sinkovich. John, thanks so much.
Thanks.
There's a weight on you. And there's a weight on me, too. There's a weight on me.